The company will come in, purchase all of our buses. They'll lease the bus garage, and they'll do all of the management of the transportation services. How does that affect our families? The only difference that you'll see is the bus will no longer have Morris area schools on the side of it. It'll have Axmit Transportation on the side. It could even be your current bus route driver. Axmit will come in and interview our current bus drivers and hopefully employ them within their service. And so literally the only thing as a family that you might see is a different bus name on the side. Otherwise, okay. It could very well be the same bus driver doing the same bus route that your children have seen since they started riding the bus. So I just want to assure our families that we want to provide a safe, happy experience for transportation for our students to get them to and from all of their various activities and to and from school safely and in a good place. And going with the contracted company, one of the advantages is they have a larger pool to draw from for bus drivers because they're in several different school districts around us. And so they share their resources and move people around as needed. So I know over the past year we've had to shuffle some events after school and things like that because we were short bus drivers. So we're excited about this. It's a, you know, relatively, some people call it a sad day because you're taking a department that we've run in internally for many, many years. And this is what they do that's their profession, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like taking your car to a professional auto mechanic. That's what they do. They do it every day and they know it well. And if you take it to somebody that doesn't, or you do it yourself, those can prevent or provide challenges as well. So a week ago Monday, the Stevens County Emergency Management Director Donna Greiner and her team put together a tabletop exercise in Hancock for all emergency responders. So it was fire departments, ambulance, police, county sheriff and deputies, school districts had representation there. There was 140 people that attended, and basically the county, Donna Greiner, put together a scenario of intruder in the school and some scenarios around that where the car started on fire, so the fire department was called, and how that would look, and just talk through systems that need to be in place and procedures that need to be in place and things to think about and plan for, you know, the worst case scenario. So mm-hmm. It was a good exercise. It's really great to know. And what I want the people listening to take away from this is we prioritize school safety every day. We want our students and staff to be safe. We look at ways how we can improve that all the time. We're working with school partners locally, you know, public health, ambulance, fire, sheriff's office, the hospital, all are looking at, you know, what are their roles in a scenario like that, and how do I fit in as a superintendent and our school staff, and what's our response going to be, and are we thinking about all possible things that could come up? And you know as well as I do, in a scenario that something bad happens, there's things that you can plan for, and then there's the things you can't, and you need to be able to talk through some of those. But it's really comforting for me as a superintendent to know we have such great community partners in Stevens County that want the same thing and that have the same goal in mind and are willing to put in the work to make sure that we are as prepared as we can be for when that day